What is going on, guys? This is Brendan Burns, and welcome to the Brendan Burns Show. Join me as I interview, dissect, and share the stories of high performers who have created the life that they deserve on their terms. I sit down with speakers, professional athletes, and successful entrepreneurs from all over the world who have chosen to live a life of fulfillment and joy over status and money. In each episode, I share actionable strategies that you can implement in your life, plus inspiration along the way. So come join me for this episode of The Brendan Burns Show.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Brendan Burns Show. Today, we're going to be talking about how trees don't grow year round. And the thing about trees that I learned, I was doing some more research on this yesterday, is that trees actually slow down during the winter. Trees that lose their leaves or needles stop photosynthesizing. They get energy from the sun, obviously. And those that, when the sun's not out and it's freezing cold, they can't do the photosynthesis. So what happens is some trees halt the above ground growth until temperatures warm up and they can begin getting nutrients from sunlight again. Deciduous trees lose their leaves in the fall, so they can't photosynthesize because they don't have leaves, and they pretty much don't grow much anyway, or at all until spring arrives. So why am I talking about trees and photosynthesis right now? I'll tell you the kind of backdrop of what happened. So in kind of 2021, like late 2020, I moved out to California and love it, every second of it. It's amazing out here, San Diego County. I was in Orange County first. But when I got to California, I just kind of rolled up my sleeves and I was like, all right, I'm taking it all on. I'm leaning in. I'm getting healing. I'm getting freedom. I had coaches, therapists, going to church, going to groups, men's groups, meetups, all this stuff. And when I wasn't kind of growing myself personally, healing from porn addiction, codependency, control, emotional unmanageability, I was doing a ton of work on myself and my business, the coaching business and the podcast. And I hired this coach. It was a program where you had access to a variety of different coaches, and there were different group calls pretty much every day. And there were events three or four times a year, and a one-on-one coach for business coaching. And I went through this season that I don't regret, because I grew so much. I got freedom from addiction, freedom from codependency, free, you know, like specific issues that had plagued relationships for all my life, friendships and intimate relationships. And my business went from like living in fear and barely being able to make $5,000-$10,000 a month in any given month, up to 20K a month, 30K a month, 50K, 100. I mean, we had a $230,000 a month last year. And so, but most importantly with the business, I'm now able to kind of settle in, let my shoulders drop, be a good leader to my team, have a lot of fun in the business, get to really focus on serving our clients. So there were so many good things that happened, but I remember being on the phone with my friend and telling him how burnt out and exhausted I was from all this stretching and all this personal development. It was almost like going to the gym every day or two a days, going to the gym, like lifting heavy every morning, and then going for like a 5 to 10 mile run every evening and having no days off, no rest, no recovery time for my body. But I was doing that kind of for like my mind and my emotions, and it was, and my body too, because there were points where I was trying to do all the stuff, friendships, relationship, business. And then I would, like, in the 1 hour I had that I honestly should have been sleeping, if not more, I would go, not overnight, I mean, like during the days, I'd maybe should have been taking a nap at that point or just sitting down. I remember I would load up and go surfing by myself, and it was just so much. It was way too much. And my friend said to me, hey, Brendan, trees don't grow year round. And that line really stuck to me because, number one, it happens to be true based on the science. But the other thing is, it was the perfect metaphor for me. And maybe it can be a metaphor for someone else listening as well, because you don't want to do nothing, obviously, and just kind of like let life go by, and you just kind of, oh, it'll all work out and hopefully things will just click, because a lot of times that's not how it works. You have to get some healing or do some inner work or be available for it to get worked out. But at the same time, someone like me, very type A, very perfectionist oriented, very controlling, managing, striving, lack of contentment, lack in myself and in my life situation at times, there's that propensity and proclivity to always be looking at something to work on, fix, and improve, and always be leveling up and comparing myself to other people. And with that in mind, you know, having the business growing, having a large team, having a lot of clients, having a lot of healing, I was just completely burnt out. So what I learned along the way is that too much of anything is actually a bad thing. So for example, when you drink too much water, you can actually die. Now, most people on the planet are very, very, very far away from that line, but people have actually died drinking too much water. Their cells burst. I don't know the word for it, but you can actually pass away because of that. Like I was saying before, too much exercise. If you are, and I've done this too, where I hurt my back and my hips playing a ton of tennis and pickleball. And the problem was, and then I thought like, oh, I need to do more fit. this is a great example. So I'm playing way too much tennis and way too much pickleball every day, 3-4 hours a day. I mean, I remember going over on a Saturday to this club I play at and played from like 4 to 5:30. And then there was a night league from like 6 to 8, and I stayed and I just kept playing. And I remember my back was all jacked up. And then what I really needed to do was just honestly nothing, just rest and take days off and let my body heal and recover. But instead, then the next day I'm like, all right, I got to fix my back. So let me do all this weightlifting stuff to strengthen my back. It's like in my off days, I was cranking like heavy deadlifts and hyperextensions and all this stuff when it was just too much. So too much water, bad thing. Obviously at extreme levels, too much exercising can be a bad thing. Obviously too much eating can be a bad thing, but so can too much fasting. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of people talking about, oh, I do intermittent fasting. I do, you know, juice cleanses, stuff like that. That's fine. It's good to do that once in a while, but some people can get very extreme with that. And there's something called orthorexia, which is basically kind of like technically an eating disorder, but it's generally someone who kind of like compulsively obsesses around healthy eating. So someone might become a vegetarian and then a vegan and then a raw vegan. And then just kind of like you get significance and you associate like your ego and identity with some kind of like perfect diet. So you're basically someone who's fixated on the quality and the preparation. It's basically an excessive preoccupation with eating healthy food. So eating healthy can become an eating disorder, can become bad for you when there's too much kind of emphasis on it. Are you looking at every calorie of every meal? Are you depriving yourself of having a dessert, you know, once every, what is it, you know, month or whatever? Like Tony Robbins talked about how when he met his now wife, she ordered like a banana split at the end of their date, and he thought she was insane. And he told her how he never ate dessert, like an entire year he wouldn't eat one dessert. And she taught him, and he does this now and really appreciates, she taught him how to actually have a dessert and have a balance and not be so overly perfect. Because in my experience with that, specifically, the reason why I do cheat meals and the reason why I go have ice cream once in a while or donut once in a while or a dessert once in a while, you know, once every like maybe one a week or one every 2 weeks, is because if I don't, then the cravings just build and build and build. And then thankfully, I haven't had a big problem with this, but you know, I've seen people then like if they starve themselves of it, then they'll go binge. And so I actually stay in front of that by allowing myself to have desserts. So yeah, I mean, basically, just to summarize it, it's kind of like a perfectionist overdoing of personal development. And so look out for the tendency Now I might be, you might be listening right now and be like, Brendan, man, I'm not over obsessed with personal development. I need to do more. I need to lean in. I need to, get a coach, get a therapist, get a personal development book, lean into this. Great. I don't want you to take this as talking you out of it, but I know there's someone listening right now where there's one area of your life that you're just overdoing it. You're doing too much. And I understand why you want the outcome. You want the thing on the other side of it. But sometimes you got to just kind of be in a waiting season, be in a setup season, just kind of let go, surrender, let it kind of happen a little more organically and not overdo it, overly control it. So just a couple quick ways to kind of know, am I overdoing it or not with kind of anything in life is, first of all, check in with your physical body. We live in this kind of very distracted, fast, overly fast-paced environment, especially with technology. And what you want to do is actually go into a room with no devices, like go into your bedroom or go into the living room and leave your phone and computer and put the TV remote in another room. And then sit down, close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths, get into your body and just kind of check in. And you might find yourself very tired or, very overwhelmed or very angry, but you'll see if you just check in with your body, you'll see where you're at. And for me, if I did that at the time, I probably would have just fallen asleep. I would have been so tired. So check in with your body. That's a good place to start because your body has a lot of the answers inside of itself. And you don't always need to, try to guess or read online articles or talk to friends or doctors, just kind of settle in. And sometimes like putting my hand in my heart or my stomach, wherever kind of your emotions can physically manifest, a couple deep breaths and just check in and be like, all right, how am I doing right now? How's the week? How's the month? What am I doing? What am I doing too much of? You just ask yourself that. Like, your body will tell you pretty quickly, like how you doing? Do I need to speed anything up? Where do I need to slow down? It'll give you the answer. Next thing to do is kind of consider and check in with your anxiety levels. So, the best way to do that is just what are you most worried about in your life right now? What's the thing that stresses you out the most? What's the thing that, if anything does keep you up at night or you're worried about, or you don't trust will work out, like that's the thing that you might need to be doing less around, which is really frustrating and ironic and hard to do because it's like the things that we want the most are apparently the things we have to like do the least around. Good example being, a lot of my friends and even family members, when I hear stories of like really successful stories of meeting their wives or husbands or spouses. And a lot of times, I know it's kind of cliche at this point, but it's like, I wasn't looking. And I know people who went on dating apps and kind of took effort and went to, what's called speed dating events and stuff like that. And they did meet their happily married to their spouse through that. So that's fine. But for every one of those, I've probably heard 20 or 30 stories of, I was just so sick of like apps and going out and like chasing and striving. And I just said, forget it. Like, if it's meant to be, it'll happen, but I'm not going to just like overly control it. And that's when, boom, like they get on, they're like, I'm just going to go on a me trip to Europe and just like journal and relax and have fun. And then boom, they get on the plane. They sit next to someone that becomes their husband or wife. So that's a good thing, a good test to check in with. Like, how do I know if I'm overdoing something? Check in with the thing that you're most worried about. For some people, it's money. For a lot of people, it's money. It's like the biggest thing people worry about sometimes can be money. It can be a relationship. It can be health and wellness. It can be a work-related thing, career-related thing. So just kind of ask yourself, what is that one thing that I'm most worried about? And that is probably the thing that you're going to have the best chance of like over-striving, overdoing, that you need to kind of surrender and let go. Just check in with your sleep is another one. So like, how are you sleeping? Are you sleeping well? Do you have a hard time falling asleep? Do you have a hard time staying asleep? Again, generally, if those things are happening, it's probably a sign that there's some kind of like overdoing of something in your life, or maybe it's just kind of excessive anxiety. But the other thing I would do is kind of check in with my moods, check in with my emotions, and ask myself, and you guys can do this too, you know, what am I doing in my life that's not the most important thing? So for me, I love working. I love building businesses. And even lately, I've been really focused on kind of giving myself space and time and relaxation. And there's so many times when I want to just crank and I'm like, all right, let's do another podcast. Let's work on this business. Let's do this. And my body's just like, nah, man, like we need a break. And it's hard for me. It's frustrating. I'm like, but I want the thing. I want to build it. I want, you know, I'm like working on my private pilot's license right now. And I live 8 minutes from a small airport. It's like, I want to get the jet and I want to get a helicopter, get my helicopter. I want to do all this stuff and have all these things. I don't want to push. And then my body's like, dude, if you do it, you're going to get burned out. You're going to want to go to porn. You're going to want to go to drinking. You're going to want like, and that's just like the overdoing. Like there's a lot of people in our society. I mean, it's a very unpopular opinion I have, but if you look at some of these, you know, some of our professional athletes that everyone looks up to, politicians that everyone looks up to, and you dig into their personal life, you see addiction, you see alcoholism, you see sex addiction, you see affairs, divorce, all this stuff. And it's like, you know, maybe I do need to leave a little bit of career growth on the table temporarily in order to have my personal life really well balanced. Because at the end of the day, what is having a plane if I'm all jacked up on the inside, you know, don't have family, don't have friends, because I'm just, you know, not well internally or emotionally. So learning how to kind of maybe consider what's one thing that you're overdoing right now that you need to let go of to take better care of yourself. For me, work was definitely a big thing. So what did I do? I stopped, I kind of just like let go of a lot of things. So those business coaches who had helped me a lot were great in many ways, but it was kind of time to just say, hey, look, I hired them when I was making like 10, 20,000 a month, not even. And the goal was let's get to 100K a month. And we accomplished that goal. And they were like, all right, like time to, you know, reinvest all this money. And like, let's take you to 200K and 300K a month and a million a month. And I was like, yeah, it's great, but not right now. Like those are great goals. And you know, it's a ton of money. I can do a lot with that. I can pay my team really well. I can create wealth for my family. That gives me more money to be philanthropic. You know, a lot of opportunity with that money. But I said, that's just not, I don't need that right now. It's not worth the sacrifice and the trade-off for what I would have to not focus on by leaning into that. So I kind of let go of that and I let my business sort of smooth out and level off. And that was amazing because part of what that did was, first of all, just took like pressure off of myself, off of growth, off of needing it to hit certain numbers. And the other thing was it allowed me to really take my personal day-to-day responsibilities with my business way down to probably a few hours a day, which gives me a lot of time to, you know, just relax. I've been getting foot reflexology massages, playing pickleball, working out, spending time outside, like doing a lot of things that we were originally designed to do, getting out of the office. Yeah. I mean, and then the other thing, just kind of with the personal development, what I did was I started to slow down a lot of the kind of aggressive, like trying to change myself and just reframe it as more like accept myself and not be so hard on myself. Because a lot of times I looked at personal development through an incorrect lens of there's something wrong with me and I need to fix it. So I need to read all the books and listen to all the podcasts and go to all the seminars because there's something fundamentally wrong with me and I need to change that because I'm not good. And if I do enough of this work, then I'll become different and better and then good enough. And that's totally backwards. And that probably led to why I was doing so much personal development versus saying, hey, hold on a sec. Like, this isn't about changing. It's just about accepting more. And seeing myself for who I am and seeing that that's actually a good thing. And there's a lot of great things about me and I'm not perfect, but starting to really appreciate myself, the things I've done, who I am. And then it's like, okay, well, if I can buy into that mindset and maybe listen to a podcast like that once a day or once every few days, like, then I can go have fun too. I can watch movies and have hobbies and do other things and not feel guilty when I do those things. Because I feel like I have to be, you know, changing and improving and growing and working on myself. So that was a big reframe for me. And kind of last thing we'll just talk about here is, you know, what did I say here? How to set aside when I want to go. Yeah, we talked about that. So remembering what's most important in life. At the end of the day, it's really about relationships with yourself, with friends, intimate relationship, family. For me, it's also about living a sober life. And I don't mean not drinking, but I would say not living alcoholically. We live in a very alcoholic society where everything, and I don't, it has nothing to do with the word alcohol. It's just the kind of edginess that we live on. Like we have this pent up emotion and anxiety and shame. And we cope with just like overexposure to overstimulus to social media, TV, sports, game, you know, sports betting, all this stuff is like really growing now. And we're seeing in record numbers. So just coming back to yourself, coming back to how you feel on the inside, coming back to slowing down. And yeah, that's basically it. For some reason, I have in my notes here, it says a third car. That's a 3D car. Yeah. So it's like, I'm like, I wrote down, what will going like so hard with work give me? More burnout, third car that I don't need right now, versus fun, surfing, being outside, fulfillment. And it took a lot of kind of facing fear to let go. But at the end of the day, on the other side of like not striving for more of that kind of forced growth and forced business growth is the ability to go out and just be in the ocean and surf or be with a friend or enjoy a meal. Cause one of my favorite quotes was actually my grandpa. I don't know if he got it from someone else, but he used to say to me, Brendan, you can only eat one steak at a time. And so practically speaking, you know, there's people striving to be worth $50 million, $100 million. It's like at the end of the day, if you really live in the present moment, that's such an excess amount of money. You know, to me, I think, you know, making that those levels of wealth should be a byproduct of a great mission where you're looking to serve others. But anyway, I don't want to get off topic. To summarize, trees do not grow year round and we shouldn't be either. So take away from this. Think about what's the one thing you're overdoing right now in your life? Surrender it more, let it go, lean out, knowing that by actually doing that, you will get a better result on the other side. If you're striving and pushing hard in your career with money, with relationships, you'll get the thing you want if you actually let it go a little bit. So practice that. Think about what's that one thing that I need to just kind of drop my shoulders around, exhale. Just say, you know what? I got to stop controlling this thing because I think I'm doing good here, but I'm overdoing it and it's actually causing problems. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Brendan Burns Show. If it's your first time here, please make sure to subscribe on the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Also, please leave us a rating or written review. This helps others learn about the show and spread the word to new and more people. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.